And what I came to realize was that in any given moment.
Welcome to Ever Beyond, 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 Beyond. On Wolf Spirit Radio, No Borders Radio, and everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality. Ever beyond, 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 beyond.
Sisters and brothers, good afternoon, good evening. It is the 18th of December 2013. We're at the end of another year. It just seems to have whacked by, yet it seems to have taken 1,000 years, yet it seems to have whacked by. It's just like everything's getting more and more intense, and things are apparently changing in some delightful ways and some rather appalling ways. We're going to go into that later. Tonight I have a very special guest, a dear friend of mine and colleague. We've been working together for a few years now, and we have done this before, and we're going to do it again. And this is the kind of review of 2013, and look forward to 2014 to see how the trends are going. And to do this, I'm going to be discussing with now Dr. Sam Muggsy. Good afternoon. Good evening. What time is it? Oh, yes, it's 9 o'clock in the evening for you, isn't it? How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock my time. P.M.
Yes. Yes, it's an evening job. Yeah. So here we are. We're now at the end of 2013. Isn't this is like, oh, I didn't expect to last this long. I thought we were going to be taken up in spaceships in 2003. So, you know, and the world was going to end in the 1980s. I remember that, you know. It's like, so anyway, here we are in the future. We haven't got jet cars yet, but apparently we should have. We haven't got free energy, but we should have. So we'll be talking about some of these things later on. So, greetings, Sam. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm ready to go. Let's talk about 2013 in December, because everybody knows what's happened in the past. So let's talk about... I want to address the energies coming in right now, because everybody is having the dark night of the soul. People are freaking out. People are acting very peculiar. Things are really starting to amp up. And I noticed that a lot of people are overreacting to situations, and things are getting... a lot more intense over smaller issues. And I think it's important to let people know so that they can identify with it and calm down and not go through this hyperventilation type period.
Well, yeah, because what seems to be happening is things that used to be, we used to be able to take in our stride. You know, little insulting things or things that we found insulting in the past, we're just like, oh yeah, yeah. Just people are giving a much less tolerance to things. It feels like the raw emotions are very much closer to the surface, or that the surface is very much thinner and not able to contain the rawness anymore. Everybody's being pressurized. It's very stressful. Things seem to be getting faster and faster, and there's not enough hours in the day. I totally agree with you that that people are going to be triggered a lot more.
Well, I want to talk about, let's talk about where these energies are coming from, because some of these issues are not being addressed, and I want to give investigators their opportunity to go and prove me wrong. Let's see. But where the energies are coming from right now are resonating from so many different sources. Let's talk about the oil spills, the Gulf spills, and also the 311 with Fukushima and that whole epidemic. The ocean is actually a huge resonator of frequencies. And I believe that there are dark cabals or some kind of a dark force that does not want us to pick up on these energies, and they're using radiation or oil or different means to try to mask the energies that are being magnified off of the water, if you will. The water is very much a resonancy from the ocean. It's also a negative ion, which according to quantum physics, negative ions are very healing and nurturing. So when you compound those negative ions with the frequency and the intent that's being put in the water around the world now, which we have a ton of, every stream, every lake, this is part of the reason why they've been poisoning our water with fluoride, is because they've been trying to find ways to quell this frequency coming from water avenues around the planet. The inside of the planet has a core, and the core itself, it's like a tube, and it would be similar to like a wind chime. When you hit a wind chime and it vibrates a sound, that's the same kind of scenario that's going on at the core of the planet. The other area is that Gaia herself has merged her essence more with the planet, so her frequency is now in the ley lines, and whatever doesn't resonate with her is getting aborted, and whatever her intention is for our planet is being pushed through pretty solidly. On top of that, as below, so is above, we also have what I call sister ships in every node line around the planet. So if we have ley lines around the planet, there are nodes, which are inner cross sections. Each one of those has a sister ship, which is emanating a frequency into the invisible ley lines on top of the skies. On top of that, we also have the sun itself, which is emanating a very strong frequency to raise up the consciousness as well. On top of that, we also have other planets that are in our solar system that are also vibrating at a higher frequency. Because just because we have chemtrails around our planet, other planets don't. So they have absorb these higher frequencies, and now just as you would have an organ and everybody's vibrating, or a piano keys, each one is vibrating at a higher frequency, it's going to trigger our planet as well. So this is why, and I'm sure I'm not even getting it all, but we have so many different sources right now of sound frequency, color frequency that is coming into this planet, also with full of intention. Each sound note makes, just like my voice, my sounds are making words, it also connotates a consciousness. The same thing is what is occurring with the light sound frequencies that are starting to emanate from every part of the planet. Also, I want you guys to all know that every tree is an antenna. Every rock is another wind chime pipe that is starting to vibrate. So that's why when you hear some of these people speak about everything is alive, it's very much coming alive with their frequency and their vibration. It's actually, they're moving. If you can watch them close enough, you'll start to see these bigger rocks starting to vibrate. Every volcano just about is more of a portal than it is some kind of disaster. It's a portal for, just like we have higher consciousness ships that can go in and out of the sun to other solar systems, we also have ships that can go through the volcanoes as a portal. And this is intentional to keep out people that don't have the higher energy or frequency to be able to manipulate going through a volcano. So each one of those is going to be moving. Also, there is hidden crystals, crystal cities within mountains, especially mountaintops, that are also starting to vibrate this higher consciousness. Now, if you think about Atlantis and how they used crystal energy, this same concept is what is being used from all of our mountaintops. So the whole planet is really coming alive. And what is going to manifest with the people is that, imagine that an individual, especially somebody that hasn't done any of their work at all, they have not done any awareness, knowledge seeking whatsoever, they're going to have, let's just use rocks in a glass that is their baggage. So as you vibrate that glass with those rocks in it, it's going to start to either shatter the glass, or it's going to create a vibration that doesn't fit with the vehicle. And if you look at the body as a glass, and all of your baggage, your negativity, your ill thoughts, things that you're hanging on from the past that you need to get rid of, or even if you're stuck on stupid, that's going to be a rock, because you need to gain that knowledge, which is going to enlighten the soul, enlighten the spirit. The other thing that's really amazing is that the body itself is going to be tuned at a higher frequency. We've all heard about the DNA changing, but also it's going to rattle. It's going to be like a tuning fork, if you will. And anything that's within that body, your consciousness, your thoughts, your mind, what you're projecting, all needs to be in alignment with this higher vibration. Otherwise, you're going to have illness, or you're going to have fits of rage, or you're just going to feel very irritated, and not really enjoying the soul being in the body. It's kind of a wake-up call for the consciousness that is held in the pituitary gland to get engaged with the mind and the perception of how we view this reality. It's all, it's weird, because it's all starting to vibrate together, where at first it might, like when you start a band and the band might not all be in sync with one another. Well, the more that they practice, the more that they get in sync, and the more that you start to have beautiful music. Well, that is what the body is going to orchestrate with the mind, the perception, the soul that's in it, and it's going to start to pole vault that individual into a higher frequency. Then we're all going to start to chime in with the rocks, with the trees, with the water, with the land itself, with the stars, and everything is going to start to rock and roll. And this is coming up now, and starting probably right prior to the first, you're going to have this continual frequency rattling or vibration that's going to be occurring 24/7. It's going to start out very gradual, but it's going to start to escalate. So anybody hanging on to old issues is really going to be slammed the longer they wait. So it's kind of better to start analyzing where your problems are, your ill thinking, and start getting rid of them, so that you can grow with the new vibratory rates of the planet and what's around us. Okay?
So, let's talk a little bit about the... I mean, I barely like to talk about this because it's such an illusion. But this thing that we call money, that thing that you think is, or that tells us that it's the center of all money, so the Federal Reserve, the illusion that is the government, the European Union, things like that. Do you want to sort of venture across into that area, Sam?
What are you thinking? Okay. Money cannot be taken out or eliminated from society yet, because people are just learning how to work with one another, and because of their fear of scarcity, that they can't. You just couldn't. So I want you guys to all think of yourselves on a galactic council, sitting in a mothership somewhere, and we're responsible for bringing the consciousness into this planet and how we're going to move societies, all the different societies around the world, into a unison thinking of working together and helping each other. And I don't mean new world order stuff. They're over with. They're gone. Their systems are going to fail. Now, what's really important is that just as the dark side has gone ahead in the future and has looked at situations and they tried to conform them to their best interest, well, we did the same thing. Our consciousness did it in our sleeps. We downloaded information. We have star beings that are helping us, that are actually our family, that are helping us, and they have done it. So you heard Alex Collier talk about how the Andromedans went in the future. Well, what they did is they went back into the past and they built all these systems. And these systems have been setting dormant. So one of the systems that's been setting dormant is John F. Kennedy's system, where he was returning to the Republic. And there is an American treasury. The money system is already built. The dollar bills from that system, which is more constitutional, more ethical, more fair, is already in banks. So, and there's gold that has to be put up for this global monetary system, which I believe is in the ocean underground in some area. I believe it is in the Philippines. But the system has already been set up. So what is going to happen is that you're going to start to see a lot of these big banks fail. They can't exist because they're not fair, they're not honest, but supply and demand, and humans aren't stupid. They're not going to keep going to a banking institution that has high fees. They're screwing you over. They're holding your deposits. They're putting in your checks and then depositing your money so that they could take more money out. They're debiting for all these unfair practices to put you in some mutual bond that you never even signed up for, or raising interest rates overnight, not telling you, and then tacking all these fees on. What is going to materialize is that people are going to start going to banks that are fair and honest. And this is all going to spread from word of mouth. Word of mouth is so much more powerful than the media. I think if you advertise, you could get one or two new people, where word of mouth, you're going to get 10 every time one person is told. So word of mouth is very powerful, and people are going to gravitate to more just systems. And you're going to start to see there is probably top 10 banking institutions that are going to just start closing. Part of the reason why they're going to have to close their doors is because, number one, they've been committing fraud. But number two is because the legal system itself will not be able to sustain the lawsuits. The judges will no longer be able to be a magician and fake you out that their system is just when they're committing an injustice, because too many people now know what the law is. They've studied the UCC laws and they're holding these judges accountable to the American standards. Otherwise, if they're following the bar, then they are treasonous agents, and that's hanging from a tree. So they're not going to want to. So there's going to be all this pressure put onto the systems to straighten up and be just, or close your doors and run. And there are some systems, monetary systems, that are so bad that people are going to be suing them left and right, and they're going to have no choice but to close. If you look at the banksters themselves, they're not too worried because they don't own one bank. They probably own a couple of them, and they have other financial endeavors as well. So, but what people are going to get smart. They're going to track these owners that are unjust, and they're not going to have anything to do with any of their systems or their businesses. They're going to pull their money out. They're not going to invest them. They're not going to want to work for them because there's going to be such a negative connotation to being associated with them. If you have a business, you're not going to want to do business with a company that's corrupt, because then you're standing next to them by osmosis going to have a negative reputation just by being affiliated with those organizations that have been stealing from people. People aren't going to handle it anymore. So there is already a new system. It's just going to start to sneak into place. And it's going to be very gradual so that it doesn't create chaos, because that's all part of the New World Order system, is that they create chaos and then they try to give you the answer. So the benevolent peoples and the councils that are responsible for moving us into a higher consciousness and into a new game, they understand this, and they're not going to create, plus by creating chaos, it also disempowers people. And the councils that are responsible for moving us into a higher consciousness, they don't want to take our power away. That is first and foremost. So every time you look at a system where they're trying to stimulate fear, always ask yourself, is this empowering me, or are they taking my power away? If they're taking your power away, then it's the dark side. If they're empowering you, they want you to believe in you. They want you to be in charge. They want you to think for yourself. They're going to give you the tools so that you can be the CEO of your own company. Then that is the light side. That's how you always know. That's your barometer. So did I get that well enough for you?
Yeah, I'd also like to know about Bitcoin. This is a growing trend, a digital currency. Is this just a scam from the dark side, or is this actually something new?
Actually, I think that it is something that had good intentions, but because a lot of the new bankers or new global monetary people underestimated the dark cabal. I hear this a lot. I have insiders that have actually told me this, that they have underestimated their connections and their powers, that it's really easy to shut those down, those types of services, or infiltrate them, or to steal from them. And that's kind of what's happening. They're going to try to, like they always do, they try to mirror a good organization, but then they turn it bad. They use it to their own advantage. And they dupe us all the time by doing that. So what's going to happen is that it's going to be more of a gold standard, a silver standard, precious metals. And also, these metals are also used in healing. They're also used in building. So it has a greater value than just for monetary reasons. And that's why it is going to have a value, is because where we're going with our technology and our healing. We're going to use these valuable resources, and that's why these monetary systems are going to have something to back it up other than just paper. And believe me, this is really $10 type of a thing, and nothing backs it up. This is actually going to be backed up by tangible means to be using these precious metals. As far as the gemstones go, they're not going to be as valuable. Like, people aren't really going to be into diamonds or emeralds or rubies. It's going to be, people are really pulling away from the materialism and trying to buy people's attention, or trying to prove that they're somebody better than somebody else because they wear a 1-carat diamond. It's not going to be like that anymore. So those precious stones are really going to start to dissipate in value. But the gold and silver, and just so you know, if you're buying your gold and silver from a bank or from some of these services, it's going to be escalated because, you know, the dark side has infiltrated those too. Where the value is really going to come in is mining your own gold and silver, and people are going to have their own. People are not going to be using banks to put their money in like before. That's all going to change. Safe deposits, that's all going to change. There's going to be a safer and better way to manage your own wealth, if you will, at home. But wealth is, the term wealth is going to change drastically. Wealth does not mean that you have a lot of money. Wealth is going to represent your consciousness, the way that you treat people, the services that you offer, because that is going to become a lot more wealth orientated. Because whatever you put out is what you're going to get back. And if you have gold and it's sitting in a bank, you're not putting anything out. So it's going to be your manifestation skills that is going to show your wealth through who you are as a person. The better person you are, the more wealth you're going to accumulate because of who you are and how you maneuver in your life.
So... leading on from our self-perception, one of the main blocks in our self-perception has been what's called religion. There's major Abrahamic religions, and they're all connected, and it's all connected to the bloodlines and everything like that. But what's the fate? What's going to be the fate? Now, they have a New World religion kind of all planned out that is sort of probably a cross between Scientology and Mormonism, and with a bit of Anastasia jacked into that. What do you see as the predominantly spiritual or religious thought as it unfolds into the next century?
Religion is going to change in a big way, because what's going to happen is that scholars are going to really, or investigators like me and you, regular people are going to investigate multiple religions, all of the religions. They're going to go back in history. They're going to scour records, and they're going to find records. But they're also going to have memories. Their memories are coming back. They've lived those lives. They understand what is supposed to be in those books or in those scrolls. And so if they've been messed with, people are going to know. But a lot of people are really going to start to research all the religions, because every religion has one piece of true knowledge. And if you put it all together, you're really going to start to get a clear picture of spirituality. Spirituality is not in religion. Religion is another, it's a bogus institution to cage you in so that you don't grow. because if you're only learning from one institution, there's no way that you would have a clear picture. Just like if we only valued the Indian people, we would miss out so much more by understanding the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans, the Vietnamese, the Russians, the Germans, the Paris, France, all of these different areas, Italy. I mean, I could go on and on. Everybody, when you put the whole picture together, is when you get the real big paradigm of what's going on. And that's what's going to start to happen. People that, this is also something that's going to be really amazing, is that people that find true spirituality is going to have a calmness. They're going to have a knowing. They're going to have a direct link with Source. They're going to be manifesting the reality that they want. So they're going to get something tangible on a daily basis that they're on the right track. When people are on the right track with a spiritual guidance, you're going to notice some things that are really maybe obvious to you or not, but people that really have a spiritual knowing that's in depth and linked to Source, they're more ageless, that they don't have weight problems, they're healthier, they just appear more beautiful, even though they're different, but they're going to appear more beautiful and perceived as more beautiful because of the spiritual light that's glowing within. Nobody is supposed to be cookie cutter from somebody else. That's boring. Those are clones. Those are zombies. What Source really wants to see is people internalizing their own spirituality and consciousness, glowing from within and becoming a unique individual that is just going to radiate this this perfectness. I don't know how else to explain it. And it's going to be perceived as that. When you achieve that state, you don't need to go and sock somebody else and tell them, hey, look at me. You don't need to be a peacock and flash your feathers. You no longer need to have great wealth to buy people so that they like you. Whether or not you have a lot of money or live in a big house or have a fancy car is all immaterial. Those are for people that really don't understand consciousness and spirituality. Because a true value, the true wealth, is going to be what's inside. And that's what people are going to start to notice and recognize and identify with. People that are off frequency, off spirituality, stuck in a religious loop and keep doing the same thing over and over and not growing, those people, the spiritual ones, will gravitate away from them. And when that starts to happen, they're just going to do it automatically. They're not going to like the sound of their voice. They're not going to want to stand around them. They're not going to want to spend a lot of time with them. And not knowing why, but they feel like they got to get away. When that starts happening, that's when the masses are really going to start to wake up. They're going to start to notice that, hey, everybody else is moving into the kitchen and I'm still in the living room. So if I want to have friends, if I want to have a mate, if I want to be successful with my career, I need to move into the kitchen. So what steps do I take to get there so I can be part of that team? So that's really what's coming down with spirituality. And also, I've been told this before and I didn't really comprehend it before like I do now, but even understanding the dark side will, for instance, like a lot of these secret societies, which now is demonized, the 33rd degree Masons, and they're evil and they're devil worshippers. And that again is to keep you from going into that door or seeing what they've learned. Well, what they've learned is a higher consciousness. What they have learned is how to use the higher consciousness to create the life that you want. And the problem is that there's a handful of people that have learned the secrets of this Gnostic teachings where they use that to create their own egotistical world. And they selfishly kept it from the rest of the world. So we're going to study those Gnostic teachings. We're going to study what the Freemasons knew. We're going to study what the Illuminati knows. We're going to study what the Dark Cabal knows on a conscious level, because what we're going to do is take it and flip it for the light. And the only way that you can do that is if you know what they know. And then we're going to convert it into light energy and use it for love and health and a beautiful world that we all want to create.
Totally agree, and that's, you know, that's been my the thrust of why I've been doing these radio programs, to bring the light of the seven rays, because I know that that's what they know. Seven rays teachings is such a deep. This is why nobody knows about it, is because they know about it, and they've kept it from us. And it's the key. It's like understanding this, understanding the process, understanding how evolution proceeds in this kind of weird spiral fashion. Understanding that is the key to understanding how everything works from the inside. It's the fractal that the universe is constructed out of, or the parallel omniverse. So absolutely, to bring out the hidden teachings so that everybody's on an even playing field. And one of those, as you say, is the reality of manifestation, to be able to create with your own thoughts and your own feelings, and it's really your feelings and emotions that do the magic work. To focus all that, and again, we've been taught how not to focus on doing these things. So when we focus on that, we can manifest our reality, and we can group together and create pods of people who can then really start creating realities around them.
You know, the other thing that I want to mention is that when you start studying manifestation, consciousness, spirituality, this stuff is so simple. And we've been led to believe that it's very convoluted, it's difficult, it's, oh my God, it's mind-boggling, you can never figure this out. Even I can take it to health and being healthy. The practices are so simple. We don't need all this machinery. We don't need these vaccines. We don't need all this crap that's been told to us. When you look at the body and how the body works, we only need maybe 10 or 15 different fundamental tools to keep the body healthy. We don't need to do all these blood tests and stuff, because we can use a biofeedback machine and use the energy frequencies to determine exactly what's going on with the body. The same is true with free energy. Once you get into quantum physics, once you understand the planet, the resonancy, the Schumann frequency, and the human frequency and where we're at, once you start understanding all of these, the science and the chemistry and the physics, it's so easy. And life does not have to be that difficult. The problem is that so many people have been dumbed down, told that they're dumb, told them that they couldn't figure it out, told them that this was a very complicated world. And they bought into that. So they gave up and they sat in front of their TV and they allowed themselves to be programmed with these stupid shows that mean nothing, that teach you nothing about history and lie about most things anyway, so that you stay in a state of confusion. But when you shut the TV off and you start doing research and you start standing back and you look at the different facets of this planet and how it works, I'm telling you, it is super simple to figure this stuff out. And we're all going to hit ourselves in the head and go, oh my God, we should have had a V8. But the truth is that it's going to come in, and everything that we need is already here. The benevolent ETs or the star families or angels or whatever you want to believe, creator, God, Jesus, they all made sure that this stuff was in place a long time ago. Our job is only to wake up, do our research, and figure it out and put it together. And once we do, we're going to realize that we're a heck of a lot smarter than what we gave ourselves credit for, and we've been duped again.
Won't get fooled again, or shall we? So, those things in our way, them, they, the dark cabal, the Illuminati, the Khazarians, the Jew, Zionists, the Jesuits, you know, all of them, the dark cabal, we've been hearing for years, oh yeah, they're going to arrest them, everybody's going to be mass arrests and all this stuff. Do you think that ever that's going to happen, or are people just going to string the buggers up in the street?
It depends on who they are and what crimes they've done. Some are just going to mysteriously start to disappear. Some are going to just pass with their own frequency issues. Some are going to try to run and hide, and there's going to be it's some kind of a task force that's going to go and search them out and find them. They're not going to get away with it. I kind of have a different perspective on the dark cabal, because the dark cabal is just as important as the light. The light wouldn't get brighter without the darkness. If we always saw light, we would never appreciate it. You have to have the dark as well as the light. And the key is that the dark is there, but you don't have to engage. You don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to eat their poison foods. You don't have to go to their hospitals. You don't have to be part of the banking system. You don't have to do those things. You do them because you want to learn. I don't place blame on them, because from my perspective, the way I see it is that there's duality here. There's a game being played, just like a chessboard, and there's dark and there's white. You choose what side you want to be. And I don't think there's anybody in the skin that's been a Jesus Christ-like individual throughout their whole life. I think we've all made mistakes, and that's what the skin is all about. But God or creation has said the only way we're going to grow is by learning, and the dark side has actually provided the other side of the game board so that we could learn. I really feel sorry for the people that gave up their souls to be in exchange for something that is so trivial, because when you pass on and you drop this skin suit, because really when you get back up into heaven or the clouds or your planet, you look at life, and this life is really like a 60-second game. And that's all it is. And so these people that are giving up their soul to play on the dark side, to go into the depths of stuff, and actually taking life from somebody else and not valuing life, playing part of, but see, 60 seconds of fame is really sad. And once they find out that they have done that, and they review their own lives, I think that they're going to be very disappointed in themselves, and they're going to put themselves through a regimen so that they can grow, which means they're going to be on another planet doing karma on the wheel karma for 300 lives or whatever. So I look at the dark side differently than other people, because we really don't have to engage. The other thing is, too, is we need to look at the game was Masters of Limitation. And look at how we ourselves, in our own thinking, through our own training, through our own programming from our parents, our neighbors, our schools, or whatever, we bought into this program, which is okay. But now your challenge is to come out of it and realize that we are not limited. And it's almost on a daily basis that I still catch myself going, okay, for example, I want to apply to a wellness center. So I only apply to 10 places in this one area. And I'm limiting myself instead of spreading it out and sending my resume to different cities or broaden my horizons or getting in touch with somebody that would be able to help me. And thinking bigger. We're so used to thinking so small and being happy that we got that $10 that we're really bypassing and missing our opportunities for the millions. And we're the ones that are doing it. We need to take that responsibility because we are the ones that are keeping the cage of limitations in our own brains. Once we break through that and we start utilizing our Christ consciousness through manifestation, we can make anything happen. If we all became billionaires overnight because we're manifesting what we want, we've learned how to do this, and we can do it without really focusing on it, it just happens, there's not going to be a need for money because we're all billionaires. So at some point, we're all going to take our money and throw it into the campfire and say, let's just stay warm tonight and have a good laugh. I mean, that's how money is going to go away from our paradigm. It's going to shift that fast because if everybody can create wealth overnight, there's not going to be a need for it. Next, please.
Well, I want to go along from that. One of the reasons we need money is because our fuel, i.e. food, supply is heavily controlled by the aforementioned powers that be. As you say, you know, they are there to provide the contrast between the light and the darkness, for in order to see any form, you have to have contrast. If everything was white, then you wouldn't see the edges of things. You wouldn't know where you end and something else begins. So that's another way that the dark is useful. So here's my thing, right? Everybody's been going on about, oh yeah, you got to get your food storage and everything like this. And the thought occurred to me quite a few months ago that about, oh, hang on a second. Let's just step right outside of the box. If we're going to become ascended, we're going to not need food, or at least not eat so much. And my experience earlier in the year, which is just, I mean, this year has been totally transformative for me. I've suddenly given up eating meat in April, and now I've suddenly given up, well, not really given up, but really taken away from eating bread. I'm gradually moving to a very much lighter diet. And then the thought occurred to me, is like, what if, because that's my stupid voice, what if we don't need food anymore? What if actually we don't need to eat anymore? And that we're able to absorb energy from the soul that is shining out from inside of us. That actually we become an energy source, and things around us will grow because of our energy pouring out from us. And then that kind of negates all the whole food preparation and March of the Zombies and the whole thing. You know, it's like, yeah, nobody's going to need any food, so we're not going to be in any competition for it. so that, you know, all the guns can go away. Everything's fine. What do you think of that?
I think that's where we're headed, but what's going to really happen is that we're actually fruitarians. And if you have a health issue, if you have a weight issue, if you're having energy issues, it's really important to eat more fruit and eat the fruits that you enjoy. Don't force yourself to eat stuff you don't like. The only two fruits that I really try to stay away from is pineapple and grapefruit. But because we are fruitarians, and you can tell by looking at our teeth that we are fruitarians, people are having great healings just by incorporating more fruit in our diets. Now, here again is where people could go, oh my God, the dark cabal, they're so bad, they're poisoning our foods. Are they, or are they pushing us, gravitating us away from eating processed foods and all these junk foods and things that aren't good for us, and moving us by into eating organic raw foods? Because our diet should be raw foods, lots of water, and think about it, Cokes, coffee, even tea can create an acid. We need to be more alkaline. In order to get that light body, you need to be more alkaline. We need to be between 6.5 and 7.4 alkaline. The only time that you should be eating any kind of meat, as far as I'm concerned, is if you're dealing with a lot of stress and your adrenalines are going all the time. If your adrenalines are going, then you need to have the meat to bring the body energy down, to calm down your adrenalines so that you don't have more of a healing crisis. But you really should be focusing on drinking a lot of water, purified water, and incorporating more fruits, because fruits have an IU, it's energy units of about 9,000 for one piece of fruit. If you eat a vegetable, it's only going to be 6,000 IUs. If you do a steamed vegetable, it's going to be like 3,000, depending on how you cook it. If you eat meat, it's actually dead. It has no energy to it at all. Water is a very high vibratory liquid that goes into all of your cells almost immediately. But we want to increase oxygen into our environment. We want to increase oxygen in our body. So working out. And also, if you have a lot of poisons in your body, you don't want to be doing aerobic exercise, because that's going to create more acid. We need to start going into a program of yoga. Yoga is actually the best exercise, because it's very gentle on the body and you're not creating acid. Again, everything to do with health, higher consciousness, being able to manifest, going into a light body, all has to do with being alkaline. Again, very simple. Alkaline, alkaline, alkaline. And the powers that be, as far as the galactic families and the councils that are in charge of moving us into a light body, they understand that we can't go from where we were and where we're headed. They can't. We can't do it overnight. We can't do it in 1 week. So they understand that there's going to be a process where we start no longer wanting to eat boxed foods. And so let's say, the way I see it is that these poison box foods that are very processed and have all the preservatives, I really think that on some level the dark cabal is helping us and moving us into our light body, because they're taking away and poisoning, you know, the Pepsis, the Cokes, and all of that stuff that's so bad for us. They actually have made it so bad for us in the last few years that people don't want it. And I know as a business owner, you don't go out and sabotage your business. And that's what all these guys are doing. So I just can't comprehend that they're as bad as we think or that people want to put a spin on, because I mean, look at McDonald's and what they're doing. And I know they know business. I know they know marketing. You just don't run a business sabotaging your own product where people are going to associate you with, oh, death or poison, or you just don't do it. So I think that there is some kind of a master plan going on where they're actually helping to gravitate. Even chemtrails. Think of chemtrails. I know everybody's like, oh, chemtrails. But the point is that if you have an alkaline body, none of that stuff can affect you. It's just going to go right through you. And it's also one of the best visualized tools to wake people up. And it's also an excellent tool to get people off of the couch and watching TV and get out into nature and start picking up trash. I see more and more people picking up litter and getting involved in taking care of Gaia and appreciating what we have that we used to take for granted maybe 10 years ago or even 2 years ago. Our waters, our streams, people are getting out there and being more active. So I don't know if it's the dark cabal and everything's, you know, coming back on them and it's karma. You could look at it like that. But as a business owner, I stand back and I see some of the choices that they make and it just doesn't make sense. They have to be helping and assisting us to grow from maybe a backward standpoint way. It's almost like we have, like if we are a herd of sheep, we have our sheep herder in the front of us, but there's always a guy at the back with a stick to make sure that we stay in line and that we're following the rest of the herd. And that's kind of the way I see the dark cabal working in tandem with creation to move us into a higher consciousness in this light body and all the things where we're headed. So I hope that answered it.
Well, let's have a look. you kind of touched on the experience of Gaia moving into her body, but also that, you know, this is still something that I can't quite get behind. What's the whole thing about, like, the new Earth and the old Earth, and the Earth splits into, how do I see that? For a moment, reality becomes all plastic, and a planet can split in two like a cell. This is what Dolores Cannon talks about, the planet's mitosis. It kind of grows big, pinches itself in the middle, and then pops, and then there are two of them. Is that what your vision is?
Okay, let me explain it like this. This is the way that my guys, my higher self, I have a council of eight, and they're just responsible for helping the ascension process. And I'm only one individual of very many from one group. So, don't let it be like any big deal, because it's really not. But what they are showing me is like, okay, if I came up to you and I started like tapping you on the shoulder or hitting you on the head, there's a part of you, if you can't do anything about it, you can't fight back, what you begin to do is recede. You start to pull back and you start to withdraw. You start to become numb. I believe any super soldier can tell you this. You start to pull yourself back. And that's pretty much what Gaia has done to create the environment of the Dark Ages for us so we could learn. She only kept one toe into the planet so that it didn't die. But she didn't really put her whole essence into the planet because, number one, we'd pick up on it and we'd never be able to achieve the Dark Ages. But number two, she really didn't want to feel all the abuse that was going on with the atom bombs and stuff like that. So when it was decided that Gaia was going to return and we were going into our golden age, she's assisting us, and she's doing this by reincorporating her essence as a creator into the planet so that the ley lines now will resonate with her frequency. You're going to start to see the Schumann frequency, which I believe it's a 7.82, is going to start harmonizing in frequency from every blade of grass, from the wings of the butterfly, from the wings of the hummingbirds, from the eagles in the skies, from the way that the trees move and the leaves move. It's all going to start to go in sync because Gaia is coming back. She's bringing her essence back into this planet. What is happening is that there's basically some people that want to finish out their consciousness as a group collective, wants to finish out what they created. They want to see what happens. And then there's a big group of us that we don't care about that. What we want to focus on is manifestation and growing spiritually and being part of Gaia and living this more natural reality of prosperity, love, and health and spirituality. So because there are two collectives, it literally has split the planet, kind of like an embryo, like twins, where they're identical. One has very little of Gaia in it at all, and this new planet has more essence of Gaia in it. And as they start to pull apart, then what will occur is that the freedom will occur within the new planet where we can start operating in this frequency of the group collective that we want to create on this planet. And then the ones that want to experience a darker reality will be on their planet. And eventually I believe that Gaia is going to get to a point where she doesn't want to experience that negativity, but she's just going to keep her toe into that essence of that planet as we start to pull apart. How it's pulling apart is that energy itself, if you put too much air in a balloon, it's gonna, like if I have a beach ball and I put a lot of air in it, it's gonna start, or helium, I'm gonna start to raise it into another frequency. So this is how it's splitting, is that the ones that have really dark, dense energy that want to stay and carry out, and they've made plans to do this. I mean, this has already been decided. So they're going to pull their planet down because it's very dense. The ones that have a higher consciousness and a higher vibration, they're putting more helium into our planet, and it's just going to start to escalate. This is what is pulling it apart. Is it's our energy working as a group collective. And just as we have duality, we still have two people, which now one is going on one planet, one's going on the other, because there's two consciousness right now that are on the planet. I think we can all see it and being played out. If you look at the internet radio stations, there's one consciousness. If you go to the TV and you're watching news there, you'll see a different consciousness. I mean, it's very apparent. So they'll start to pull apart. And what's going to happen is it's already starting to split. And 2014, it's really going to start rocking and rolling. It's really going to start vibrating. So when they talk about the energy vibrating and going at a higher frequency, that is what is contributing to the new earth going into a higher frequency, is our consciousness, our energy vibration, the way that we're vibrating with the planet is causing the planet itself to fill up with helium and go to the next dimension, which is the fifth dimension. And we don't have to stay there. We can split again and go into the sixth dimension if we want, depending on what the group collective wants to experience and if there's enough people for the ride. So does that explain?
Yeah, I'm getting some good pictures with that. And one of the pictures that I'm getting is that it's like if you're letting go of the negativity in your life and in your life of your family and all this stuff, that you can It's like the gap between your atoms becomes bigger. You're almost evaporating, but still remaining solid in your way. And I think, you know, it's like there comes a point when a wall becomes like foam, or, you know, like bath bubble foam, and you can just walk through it. I haven't tried that yet. I'll let you know when I've walked through my 18-inch stone wall. Actually, I will know because I'll tap you on the shoulder.
Just come over and visit.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something to look forward to. We were talking about Bigfoot earlier, you know, advanced beings.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and the other thing, too, wait, I want to just explain this.
Yeah.
We have signs now that we are moving into a higher dimension, and I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's almost like little tiny light flickering. And it's almost like the reality that we're in is starting to shift. And you can see little cracks in our reality as we're starting to shift into the new dimension. So sometimes I'll see, I don't know how to explain, it's like little slivers of light, little teeny tiny ones that are starting to appear in my vision, especially my peripheral vision. I can start to see the cracks in the 3D reality, which means we're moving into a higher consciousness reality.
I tell you, I've been seeing these things for many, many years now, at least 20 years. And I used to call them blips, and they are, sometimes they're kind of white, sometimes they're sort of blue-white. I'm not very good with describing colors, but, you know, they have these different things, and they seem like a momentary tear in the fabric of space-time, as if it's actually getting holes in it, like, imagine there's that, like that vinyl material that used to get to cover furniture. You know, it's a plastic. It looks like wood, right? And you can put it over really cheap wood, and it looks like more expensive wood, like mahogany or something like that. But it's just fake, you know. It's just like a plastic overlay. That seems to be. This is that the matrix, the holographic reality that we are in, that is not real reality. And it feels like this material is getting thinner and thinner and thinner, and little tears are starting to appear before it starts to completely melt, as if it was made of thin plastic. And it gets, you know, subject to heat, just starts to shrink and melt away.
Yep.
The overlay. So, let's go into the body and talk about healing. What are the 2014 healing discoveries that are gonna? I mean, we spoke. I mean, really, what you're talking about just a minute ago about food and eating raw material, eating raw food. You know, I'm eating cucumbers. I'm eating cucumbers and pickled cucumbers all day. It's ridiculous. This is not me. I used to eat...
And you crave them.
Biscuits and pies. Yeah, that's what I used to eat. But now I'm eating cucumbers and pickles and olives and, you know, lettuce and just on its own. Not even, well, sometimes, most of the time, actually quite a lot with the dressing or the mayonnaise or something like that. But still, it is lettuce. You know, I have eaten lettuce. I have to admit, it's not like something new, but it's just like something that, you know, it's like a default food that I can eat that won't make my stomach hurt, because that's been my problem. Is that I felt full. I felt like I've eaten too much. And so many people have been feeling like that. It's like, and yes, we've been eating too much. And our bodies are starting to say, look, this is what it feels like when you've eaten too much, and I really don't need all this stuff.
So, yeah, we're eating less.
Yeah. And these big banquets. I mean, for many years, actually, now, I've not been able to go out for a meal or anything like that because the amount of food that they give you, it's like huge. And I can I'd eat a child's portion these days.
More people are doing that. They're actually going to a more of a liquid diet. I notice that when I go to the restaurant or something, I always order water with lemon. So is my mom. And I notice that more and more people are doing that. They're not ordering the Cokes and stuff. But we can actually order a meal and then share it. And we're full. We don't need to feel heavy. We don't need to feel like we're going to be sick. The other thing is, too, is that our cravings are changing. Like, when I crave something, and by the way, there's a reason why we crave sugar. Sugar is glucose. Glucose turns into oxygen. It's natural for us to crave sugar. But we've been duped into thinking that sugar is the white stuff. And if it's white, it ain't right when it comes to your food. You want to stay away from any of the white stuff. I haven't found any white stuff that's really good for you because all the nutrients has been stripped from it. But if you're craving sugar, you're probably craving fruit because fruit is our natural diet. So get in a habit of eating fruit and keeping fruit around the house because when you have a sugar fixation, that means that you probably need energy, you probably need oxygen, which is going to be supplied by natural sugar. That is not unhealthy. That's very healthy, and that's another misnomer that we've been sold, is that fruit sugar is bad for us, and it's really not. So as far as our health, it's funny because when you really start studying the diet, because your diet leads to your health, and all ease is created by a poor diet, and the poor diet was part of our training, apparently, where we were duped into thinking that the non-fat, low-fat, and all that stuff was good for you, but it's not. We need fat. Your brain is actually 80% cholesterol, or pretty close, and you need fat to heal. The fat cells are what turns into other cells in your body to heal. So if you're cutting that down, then your body can't heal. And we've been duped. So look at society, look at what we've been trained, and it's really easy to do the opposite. And when you do the opposite, we're probably going in the right direction. But don't just do it on a whim. Go and look it up, because real empowerment comes from knowledge. And you have to get your own knowledge. Don't trust anybody else. I don't even want you to trust me. I want you to trust yourselves. And go out and research it yourself. And there is going to be some disinformation out there. But it's part of your training to learn the difference between and trusting yourself. And using your own intuition, what is true and what isn't. And when in doubt, look at somebody that you want to mirror, somebody that you want to be like. You know, you see all these Hollywood actresses that went through all these plastic surgeries. If you really don't need it, there's no way I would put myself through that. Because if you keep yourself healthy, you don't have to age. So there's no reason to put yourself through plastic surgery unless you absolutely have to. This whole surgery process is going to tax out the body and make you toxic, and it's going to age you no matter what you did. So you really want to look at people that you want to emulate, or look at their diet and what they're eating. If they're just taking diet pills, that again is not going to be, red bells should be going off, or red flags should be going up, because your body has to have nutrition to exist. Go back 6,000 years ago, go back 10,000 years ago. What did the kings back then find as value for their people? Because they needed to keep their administrations alive and healthy. So they dictated that they wanted them. It's in their edicts that they wanted wanted them to have chai seeds, or look at how they treated flax seeds, or look, and there's a lot of stuff that we have no clue about because it has been, the knowledge was taken away of the benefits of certain foods. So, what I love to do is go on to a health site, whatever your favorite health food site is, or go into a health food store and just walk around the aisles and see what new terms are out there that you don't know about, and then go home and research it and research why that would be in a health food store. Because a lot of things like chai seeds, Corella, nori, you know, why are the Japanese, they have beautiful skin, they live a long time. What is in nori? Why are they always putting nori and stuff? Look at their diets and see what they're eating and what's causing them to have good health. And that's going to be a good rule of thumb. But basically, if you eat well, you keep your body alkaline, you're not going to get sick. Doesn't mean you won't be hit by a car or something. I mean, something like that could happen. Accidents do happen. But in the event that something like that would occur, you are going to heal so much faster than if your body is poisoned. And to me, living life every day, being healthy and being optimistic, being in charge of my life, being empowered is a great way to live. So, I don't know. I just feel so good about life when I'm empowered and I know that I'm taking care of me and I'm eating right. So I always gravitate to eating something healthy. By the way, if you ever have a sweet tooth, eat chocolate. Eat organic chocolate. It's an antioxidant. It's a fabulous reward for yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. You run into problems when you add flour to it. That's when you're going to get into trouble. If you are wanting a biscuit, smother it in some really good organic butter. Or, like I know some people are using duck fat to mix in with butter and creating more fat but more flavor, and they enjoy it, but it's making them healthy. And believe it or not, the more fat that you eat, if it's the right fat, you're not going to get fat. You're actually going to get thinner because you're healing your body and your body's starting to work the correct way that it's supposed to work. It's when you start using chemicals and making your body acidic that you're going to start to have bad health or poor health because you're not feeding the body the nutrients that it needs. For instance, if I took some almond milk out of my refrigerator and I went and put it in my gas tank of my car, it's not going to run. Or if I took and juiced up some spinach juice or wheatgrass juice and I went and put it in my boat, it's not going to run. Well, your body, an allopathic medicine has the approach that your body is a machine. It is not a machine. It's an organic being, and you have to take care of it. And I do mean every part of it. You have to be looking at your colon. If your colon is breaking down, 90% of the fluid in your colon has to be acidophilus. If you're taking an antibiotic, that's going to decrease your acidophilus. That's going to start constipation. If your body cannot get rid of toxins, you're in trouble because your colon is what feeds the blood and whatever is in your colon. If you have fungus building up or you're not breaking down the nutrients in your colon and you have just poison nutrients that is being put into the blood system, especially fungus, that is going to go to the rest of the body and it's going to start to tear down the body and you're going to end up with cancer everywhere diagnosis. That's what happens. So you want to make sure that you're looking at every organ in your body. You want to understand your brain. You want to understand your colon, your kidneys, your liver, your adrenals, so that you can bring them back in balance. And a great tool is iridology. Iridology is the science of the eyes, and it will actually show you what parts of the body are breaking down and what you need to pay attention to before you go into crisis management. Crisis management is you go into the doctor, they throw you into the hospital, you have to have surgery because you've waited too long. So people aren't going to do that anymore. There's going to be a huge influx of people, huge, that is going to actually want to be more preventative and take control of their health. And you watch. What's going to happen is that grocery stores are going to start having a smaller and smaller and smaller aisle for processed foods. And you're going to start to see more organic farmers showing up. You're going to see people supporting the farmers. You're going to see people going back to having goat farms and having their own goat's milk, cow's milk. But you're going to have people wanting to reward the farmers and supporting the local farmers, because they're going to know Uncle Joe that lives down the block that has, you know, eggs. They're going to know Sam out in the country that has, you know, his little acres out there and support his farm, opposed to some of these grocery stores that seem like they don't really stick to any ethics or morality with the type of food that they serve. And it's not really their responsibility for you to choose well. It's up to you to choose well and for you to have the knowledge to know what to pick. But people are just really going to want to get back to nature and get back to having farms, organic farms. You're almost going to see like a competition of farmers with their technology and having more nutrients in the soil and how to have the best soils. And they're going to start advertising like the soil supplements of the minerals that's in the soils and having their soils tested. And it's going to be coming out about how great and wonderful their soil samples are and how they grow this better food. It's not going to be that you just go get oranges. It's going to be that you go get oranges from the farm that has the best minerals. And we're going to have a personal relationship with all the farmers. And you're going to see a boom. You're going to see a lot of people getting back to farming. And there's going to be a science, a love of nature that creates this bond with the planet and the food that they create, and then the people appreciating the food that they're growing. So it's going to be really wonderful. It's already started. And you're also going to see people that are having hardships that are going to be able to get free food. And the way that that's going to come out is that a lot of people are going to have their own gardens. A lot of people are going to, and they're going to specialize maybe in 3, 4, 5 things. They might have trees or orchards, and whatever's extra, they'll just set it on the side of the road, and whatever you need, then you go buy and you get it and you can trade out. So there's going to be these trade centers that come up where you'll see there should be, depending on the size of your city, but there should be, if it's a small little community, at least one where you go and you drop off your bushel of apples, and then you can go with a bag and pick up, you know, oranges or plums or whatever. And there's just going to be this free exchange, and that's really going to start to take a foothold in our country, especially. I know other countries are already doing it, so you're going to really start to see that to go. And you're not going to see the greed. You're going to see people being appreciative, and and there's also going to be people that are going to be like protecting it as well. So if there is some jerk that wants to go and knock over the tables and step on all, you're going to have about 5 or 6 or 7 guys with guns that will not allow that to happen, because we're going to start policing our own communities. The police force, they're in big trouble because now people don't trust them. They've put the trust in the ground, and they've stomped on it. The good cops that have really stuck to their ethics, they're going to end up joining the sheriff's department, and you're going to see more and more people get involved in their community, on a daily basis wherever they go to help their own policing. But these bad cops, I really feel sorry for them because their names have been taken. People have taken notice, and they're going to have a really hard time getting a job anywhere. They're going to have a really hard time because nobody's going to trust them. They're going to be treated worse than a felon. Felons are actually, a lot of felons are going to be relinquished of their titles because they were illegally arrested. And so their records are going to be expunged. But I feel sorry for the cops. They're the ones that are going to, the bad cops, that they think they're being all cool right now and they're being rewarded by their captains for being a jerk. That's all going to kind of come back on them. So that's going to be karma. So anyway, what else do you want to do? Where else do you want to go?
Well, yes. The sickness. Chemtrails, fluoride, Sweden, and other countries. Yeah, you saw bankers swinging from trees. Yeah, talk about some of the vision. You've been having vision.
I've been having a lot of vision, and it's pretty... Some of the stuff that I've been getting is in alignment with what other people are saying, but it's different. It's in more detail where, Dolores Cannon has talked about, parallel universes and how we're living parallel lives. And, one of my visions that I saw was that in the one that you have the focus in now is your reality. But the people that are around you are actors in your reality, and they mirror back what you need to learn or what you've constructed for your own reality. So imagine like your life is a play and all the actors are helping you to grow or learn, and they're being exactly what you need to be so that you can evolve as a spiritual soul or a spiritual oneness. But when what was happened to me is that I was pulled up out of my body so that I could see my other lifetimes that are going on simultaneously. Those Sams were not what I wanted. They were the individual that it was their play. I became what they needed. So like one of my lives, I'm not going to give you too much detail because it's kind of personal, but in one of the lives, the person that I was mirroring did not want any education, did not want any knowledge, just wanted to have lots of kids and have this easy life. But it was a very tough life because you could never protect yourself and you were always a victim and you were afraid of everything because you never knew where to go to get the answers. So that was one person's life that my essence in another life, I was acting for them what they needed so that they could learn. And then I could see a couple of my other lives, that were going on simultaneously, which I was told this, that I became what they needed so that I could be the person to teach them what they needed to learn. And so we're all doing this. We all have multiple lives going on simultaneously. And in this life, everybody around you is acting the way that you need to learn your master of limitations and to learn your own power. Once you learn your own power, then people are going to start to loosen up. And another thing that's going to occur is that people are going to, once their mission has been accomplished, once their appointment book is filled with what you required, then they're free to leave. So as you grow, as you mature, as you become yourself, don't be surprised if all of a sudden close loved ones near you decide to leave all of a sudden. It's because their mission is done. Now, as far as other countries, other countries have karma. They have lessons that are being played out. So those are plays. Every country has its own play that's going on. So, and there is karma with each country, with each city, with each location, and whatever you're being drawn to or wherever you incarnated is the karma that you wanted to experience. So it'd be kind of fun if somebody would identify all the different countries and the karma that's being played out in those countries, and then we could identify with where we are. And then if somebody really has a lot of ambition, they could break it down in their countries and start identifying the cities and what karma is going on in those cities. That would be fascinating for somebody to do. Now, Sweden is going to play a big role because Sweden has been a secret society, and they've been coming across as very laid back, easygoing, but there's more going on under the surface. And so it's a secret society really going on that's really masqueraded itself well. I actually saw approximately three major bankers, and I don't mean the puppet dudes. I mean the puppet masters. There's three of them that are controlling in those areas, and it's the township people that round them up, and they're swinging from a tree. So I see a lot of places, not in big cities as much, but I do see a lot of smaller rural areas where it's a hometown environment that have been betrayed by some of these guys, that they're just not going to get away with it. People are done with it. We're done with fear. We're not going to live in fear anymore. There's going to be this absolutism of we're done and we're not going to allow this anymore. And now is the time, if these dark cabal members don't want to be a part of what is coming, they need to change. They need to help. And I do know that there are a lot of bankers that do not want to participate in the scam reality of the banking problems that have been portrayed for the last 100 years. They are actually helping to facilitate a new system, and they're some of the best whistleblowers. So before people get their torches out and want to act like a Neanderthal, really sit back and analyze and look and see how some of our best allies are some of the people that have been in the deepest, darkest trenches and knows what's going on. And they need to be given, or they should be given, an opportunity to come out and help us rebuild. Another thing too is that I've said this before, there are going to be some elite dudes that think that because they have a lot of money that they can go and hide wherever they want, and they're sadly mistaken, because their money is going to start to dissipate. Some of their financial adventures are going to start to crash. Things are going to be taken away from them left and right, and things that they're not even expecting, is their bank accounts are going to be seized. People that they know that are fed up with them, that are close to them, like let's say a housekeeper is going to go in and steal all the gold from their safe, and there's not a damn thing that they're going to be able to do about it, because the cops aren't going to support them anymore because they've given them a bad name, and they're not going to go for the sheriffs because the sheriffs know all about them. People aren't going to help them. So I really feel sorry for these guys too. But there is going to be a global coalition and a global reunification of a task force that is going to go find these guys. And I don't get that their objective is going to be to kill them and string them from the highest towers, but more or less they're just going to want to contain them so that they don't harm humanity anymore. And they'll probably be like a science project to figure out, because a lot of these people have been abused. So, you know, they're going to be some kind of science project. How'd you get this way and what's going on? The ones that are not from this planet, the Archons or the Reptilians or the Dracos, or the ones that don't belong here, our star family is taking care of them. We don't even need to worry about them. There is a 26-foot mothership that is above us that is a prison. And what they do is they each have cages, and these cages are where they're putting some of these more aggressive beings. I just saw some of the grays and some of the reptilians were being put in there so that they wouldn't harm themselves and they wouldn't harm others. And they're actually being taken out through black holes, because the star families can create a black hole anywhere they want at any time. It's really kind of easy. So that's what they're doing, and they're kind of reversing. Also, another thing that's going to be occurring and what we want to be watching for is some of these tunnel ways that are in Egypt, especially some of these desert countries. A lot of these tunnel ways are going to start imploding. So they're going to go down. So we're going to see a lot of rocking and rolling and sinkholes showing up in these desert communities. But we're also going to see, with that occurring, it's going to trigger some of the rising of some of these pyramids that have been hidden and that have features on them that we've never seen before. They're going to have faces on them of some kind of stones, precious metals, things like that, designs, carvings, and there's also books that are going to be in them and provided knowledge. One of the ones that I'm getting is almost like a hard amethyst stone surface on a pyramid, but inside of it, when you enter it, you have to have the right frequency to enter it. Otherwise, it's kind of like you're going to fry, or it's like a radiation. You got to have a pure intent to enter these inside some of these pyramids. And when you do, the consciousness radiating inside the pyramid itself is going to be like reading a book, but you don't have to read the book. It's just going to vibrate through you, and you're going to get like pictures and stuff like that, and you're going to just know. This is part of the Akasha records, which are going to be kept in pieces, different. They're not in one location. They're going to be kept in various locations. And it's just, it's going to be a reintroduction of the history that was lost. And I think that a lot of the history that's being portrayed right now is semi-accurate, but it's not detailed, and it's not as accurate as what we're going to find out. Like, we're watching a movie and actually seeing true history. That's where we're headed. And there's going to be a huge consciousness shift of people wanting and desiring the truth about the history. And the history is going to become extremely important for our evolution. So you're going to see a big push for more history, more truth, more documentaries. So if there's any producers out there, you're going to want to get on some history, ancient histories. All right. You got another one for me?
Yeah. Aliens. Henry Kissinger. How I'm missing you.
He's not real. He's not real.
Oh, do you mean he's not real?
He's not a real being. His life force left him a long time ago. Probably about, I want to say, 27 years ago, his life force left him. This is a clone. It's artificially inflated. It's almost robotic-like. And we have a lot of beings that are like this. It's almost like an archon can... like an avatar, where an archon can come in, but they can only be there for a certain amount of time, and then they have to leave again. They cannot remain in that body unit. But that's what's occurring with a lot of these elites, is that their life force left them a long time ago, and they're being kept alive or in motion or seen in public with this avatar type of routine that's occurring. So that's why their eyes are shifting from blue to brown. Is a lot it has to do with the archons. And they can't stay in that long. They're not, they can't handle this frequency, because even the frequency, the way that it is, and it's not perfect and it's not where we're going, but it still resonates a lot higher than what the archons can handle. So those bodies actually have to be rebuilt and maintained regularly. I only get like they could maybe for a couple of days, and then they have to leave that vehicle.
Yeah, it's a horrifying thought to think that somewhere under Area 51 is a kind of long hallway, and it's full of tubes, and in each of those tubes is a clone of Henry Kissinger. That's a stirring thought. Anyway, let's move from the bad guys to the new guys, the new economy, the stock market. Will it be business as usual, or will there have to be a kind of big cleanup of the current? I mean, I don't want to use the word system, because system implies that it's part of the reptilian hierarchy and all that stuff that we're moving away from. So I don't even like to say a new financial system, because it's a new economy, a new energy ecology.
Okay.
How do you see it?
The way that I see it is that the let's say the stock market. Okay, I don't have to tell you a whole bunch. This will sum it up really well. A lot of the people that have actually been in the stock market or in the banking or in the money making or in the investing, they've been in the trenches, like I said. And who better to come up with the perfect plan of how to create a way of life or a system, even though you don't like the word, that cannot be infiltrated. Any time a society is created, any technology is always, always, always used for bad reasons. And then it becomes with the sophistication or the boredom of the people that they decide that they then want to use it for good. And that's where we're going. So, the people that have been in these industries and want to improve them, they know how to seal up the holes. Just like if you work with a web designer, they know how to seal up the back holes so that you can't be hacked. They know how to create a program so that it's more consistent, Linux versus Windows, or something that's more foolproof. And they also have the wisdom, okay, if one person is working on this software or one team and it's written in one language, how easy is it to hack? It's really easy because everybody knows how to do it after a while because there's one language. But just like Ubuntu figured out, if we have a bunch of different languages and a bunch of different people that are creating their own open source codes, then it's going to be almost impossible for somebody to figure out all the different codes from all the different people. And because the people want to be a part of the new system because it makes them feel good, they're sharing their one little part. It's not like they're working overtime, unless they want to, but it's not the pressure and the stress that you have to recreate all of this, you know, and stressing people out. So that paradigm that I just explained is what's going to be transpiring with the monetary system, with the education system, with the stock market, with the internet itself, is that there's a lot of insiders that know how to fix the problem. They see the problems. Just like, okay, here in the States, we have one president. Well, how easy is it to infiltrate one president or to get a hold of the Republican and the Democrats and create this system of illusion and have one president? I mean, that was just dumb. So what is going to occur is everything's going to be broken up. It's going to be separated so that not one person can grab all the loose ends and control it themselves. And it's going to be open. It's going to be more secure. And for instance, like, we're not going to have one president of the state. We might have 10 different ones that represent three states or something. But it's going to be very difficult for one person to buy all the presidents, almost impossible. So, or to set up the whole system, it's just going to be impossible the way that the new system's going to come in. The stock market's going to be the same way. It's not going to be that, you know, this 13 guys, just like the Federal Reserve, these 13 guys control the Federal Reserve and they make all, no, it's going to be all broken up and it's going to be more secured. And the guys that are involved in it now that no longer want to be a part of the dark side, that kind of want to clean up their karma, they've been intentionally put in these dark arenas so that when the time came, they would wake up and they would be able to then, from the inside out, create systems that are going to be more foolproof. And then once that starts to happen, then the next step is going to be that we're going to start telepathically receiving communication from our star families on how to improve upon an already improved upon system. So it's even going to become better, more fine-tuned. And it's going to be simpler. It's going to be more open. And people just aren't going to care anymore about greed and manipulating everything. It's going to become more relaxed. The other thing, too, is that there's going to be more of an incorporation with the femininity. So it's going to be where women are going to have more of a role, maybe to pick out the leaders of a state. That there's going to be more, because women aren't going to put up with any crap. They're just not. We do have some women that are part of that Eastern Star, whatever they're called, but it's not going to be picked that way. They're not going to be able to run it. It's going to have to be people that demonstrate throughout their life that they have the spirituality, and like Mother Teresa, and they're going to silently be picked from behind the scenes to represent your state, to pick the person that's going to represent your state. And then every so many years, those people are going to be changed. So it's going to be almost impossible for somebody to try to get an exclusive on anything anymore. But you're going to see a sophistication and a new way of operating businesses where it's more fair, more just. And actually, some of the guys that are playing on the dark team are actually going to give us our solutions. So it's going to be a win-win situation.
Good, good. So, systems. Let's talk about Hollywood. How Hollywood will change, will transform?
Hollywood is going to implode. People are not finding it very flattering that they're selling their soul to the devil and that they're killing people in bathtubs and that they have this 27 club and that they have the eye and that they act like sluts on the stage. And I'm telling you, people are so turned off by that. And record sales are going to go through the tubes. People are not going to want to, because remember, we're going to be more energetic, more feeling, more energy. So just by feeling them and looking at them and getting disgusted and having distaste, you're certainly not going to want your kids around them. So I feel really sorry for Disneyland too. And now is a really good time for a competitor to come in and just oversnow Disneyland, because that's also going by the wayside because of all of the corruption that they've done and negativity. And they're going to have a really hard time getting rid of the negative aura that they have created. And that's why I highly doubt that they're going to be able to come out of this. You're going to see new songwriters. You're going to see new movie producers that are producing movies that people actually want. It's going to fill a niche of more higher consciousness and spirituality. Well, the ones that are there now really don't have it. They have no idea what it's like. So there's no way they're going to be able to create it. So I actually see a lot of people leaving Hollywood. I see that there are going to be several different Hollywoods. Again, they're going to separate and break up. So there isn't going to be one Hollywood anymore. There's probably going to be about, I don't know, there's probably going to be about maybe 15 or 20 of them in different locations in different states. And maybe every state is going to want their own Hollywood type of scenario. And each region is going to have, just like each state has its own karma, it's also going to have its own, which we're flipping now from the negativity to the positive, where it's now going to have its own consciousness or own enlightenment and its own teachings. And so this is going to be demonstrated through the Hollywood of every state, and it's going to be able to be shared by the world, and people are going to be able to pick it up and run with it. And it's going to help to kind of raise the consciousness to the whole planet, and whatever you're gravitating to, then that's what you're going to tend to lean to and want to see more of. So as the ticket sales go down, as record sales go down, as the popularity for some of these satanic actors, people just aren't going to want to have anything to do with it. I see, you know, some that were very adorable and sang great songs, and now all of a sudden they've gone through some ritual and they're wearing these slut outfits, and they just disgust me. I mean, I can't even look at their videos. I don't even want to see their pictures. I'm so appalled that they would use their fame or use their recognition for such negative purposes. It's just, it's stupidity and ignorance on their part, and I think other people are going to view that as well. So there is going to be a whole new world or a whole new niche market for higher consciousness movies and teachings, and there's going to be a thirst from the population that there's going to be more of a demand. Music too. Music has been very starved, and we are going back to the 432 megahertz. The 440 is out. People are going to want to resonate with the Schumann frequency, because people are going to be more gravitated to your music when you do so. If you're doing the demonic 440 dead music, you're not going to have an audience. So why do it? So people are going to start, musicians are going to start gravitating to more of a harmonious, higher frequency music, which then in turn is going to lead them to good things, which is going to give good things to the people, which is then going to reward. So it's a positive feedback loop that we're going to start creating with fame and money. All right, what else?
I'll still be able to play the blues, right?
Oh, yeah, there's some of the old music is really fun, and blues isn't about devil worship. Blues is more about identifying some of your sad stuff, and when you're in that mood, people are going to gravitate to it because it makes them feel good. They can wallow in their sadness, and it gets them out of it, and then you move on.
Yep, it's a bit of a time machine, our band set, you know, and we do a song called Whipping Post, you know, we've been tied to the Whipping Post. It's a great song. So this is the music industry, film is the food industry and grocery stores and farmers. There's a, like you were talking again, you know, it's the, as a macrocosm of the microcosm. If you eat healthy, you will be healthy. Therefore, we need to have healthy food produced by healthy farmers in a healthy farming economy. What's the deal?
Well, and also trust. You're going to want to trust. You're going to want to get to know. There has been this ignorance about knowing where your food comes from. You know, where's the fish come from? What kind of a fish? And I see people getting out of that they're going to want to be more educated in the types of foods and how it's grown. And like I said, your water samples and what your soil samples are and what kind of minerals you're known for, climate, the nutrients of the food itself will be tested and advertised. And there's going to be a competition between the different farmers to see who can grow the most nutritional foods. and what kind of soils that they're doing. So you're going to see a lot of books coming out of people trying different things and farmers wanting to. It's not going to be an ignorant farmer anymore. It's going to be more of really well invested. Education-wise, knowledge-wise, using intuition to grow better foods because they're going to take more pride in it. Hey, that's my apple. You know what I mean? And you're going to have Farmer John's picture, Farmer Joe or Farmer George, his picture on, you know, the crate of his apples because he's going to take a lot of pride in what he's produced. But there's been such a an ignorance about where our food comes from, how it's produced, what are the factories like? That's all going to stop. We're going to get more involved and want to know what are these preservatives, where they come from, what do they do to the body, and more people that are scientists or natural doctors or chemists or quantum physics. I mean, you're going to see highly intelligent people that are getting involved with the food source. So this sub below zero type of quality stuff that they've been serving in the stores or offering is just going to go by the wayside. And the stores that offer them and solely offer the low quality crap, they're going to go out of business. They'll take themselves out of business. They're going to go bankrupt. So again, we're going to be rewarding those that take the initiative, that learn what to do and have a responsibility to what they're doing and offering to their consumers. And then their consumers will reward them with their financial means or getting in and helping them or talking about them. So advertising isn't going to be necessary because it's going to be all word of mouth, you know. Farmer George, he's got the best apples. So that's kind of where we're headed. And knowing where our food is coming from, how it was processed, how it was like fish, how did they get their fish, how long was it frozen, is it fresh, what kind of water, what was the temperature of the water, was the moon out? I mean, all of that is going to be common knowledge because we don't eat fish for just the fish meat. We're eating the fish for the omega-3s, omega-6s, and what it attributes to our health. And so we're going to start relating our health to what we're eating, and we're going to hold these people responsible. And the ones that really investigate it and offer us what we want so we can live healthier, those are the ones that are going to flourish in our new paradigm. Those are the ones that are really going to start to stand out and make more money. And as the ones that are sabotaging us, they're going to go bankrupt. They're just, people aren't going to go there anymore. They're done.
And finally, we have about 2 minutes. Would you tell everybody about your website, how people can get hold of you, and what they can expect when they do get hold of you?
Right now, all my websites are going under revision. My ND website for iridology, so you can find out about your eyes and what your eyes say about your health so you can be more preventative, is empoweringbetterhealth.com. And I do have some information on there. Also, I want you to pay attention to my oath that I follow, the Hippocratic Oath. And I take my responsibility very strict in the ways that I try to steer people towards better health. My other website to do intuitive readings is predictmyfuture.com, so I can work as a intuitive with you, and I like incorporating the galactic stuff with your day-to-day stuff, your spiritual growth, your galactic family, whatever you need. I like to just bounce all over, so put me to work. And then my personal website is msmugsy.com or psychicmugsy.com, and I was on there today and knows that a lot of the information is old, so I need to get on there and update it. So I will have more information on there. And you can also get my past predictions. And just so everybody knows is that I can go out about 5 years or more. So my predictions sometimes will seem totally out there because you can't consciously wrap your head around it yet. But then as the years start to unfold, you'll start to see everything put in place. So if you go back to my original predictions when I first released them, they said I was crazy. And if you look at it now, you'll see that I was pretty much bang on with it. Sad to say that we had to go through what we went through, but it's there. But Predict My Future is the psychic reading one, and empoweringbetterhealth.com is for the preventative naturopathic way of medicine, which is also known as functional medicine. And I'm also on Revolution Radio's Friday from 12 to 2. And Wolf Spirit Radio, so you can look me up on there too. Thank you so much for doing the interview.
Dr. Sam Muggsy, thank you very much. And good night, everybody. And tune in on Sunday evenings to Ever Beyond. And search me, everbeyond.info. Beyond. That's me. Good night.